This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. Okay, I admit it, I'm a sucker for Pluto. The diminutive dwarf planet has always fascinated me, and I still clearly remember a few years ago when I was able to actually observe the tiny speck of light that is Pluto through my own telescope. 3 years ago, after a nine-year journey, the New Horizons spacecraft flew past Pluto. We learned that Pluto is not the cold, dead rock we assumed it to be. Rather, it has huge flows of frozen nitrogen and huge mountains, actual mountains of water ice. These things and more require some form of internal heat from within Pluto, and to date, no one has figured out where that heat is coming from. Pluto is getting even more mysterious as we learn more about it. And for Southern Colorado viewers, Pluto is placed about as good as it gets in your lifetime to spot. Your best bet is probably to come to one of our star parties at the Flores and Fossil Beds National Monument. It'll still be a challenge, but if you spot it, huzzah, you'll have spotted something only a tiny fraction of the population will ever see. And New Horizons? Don't worry, it's already zooming across space to reach an even more distant object way, way, way out there. Next New Year's Day, we'll have more pictures from even deeper space. If you'd like to take a closer look at Pluto or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org for linked information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.